smile. You marry a music man. Ballerina, you must have seen her dancing in the sand.
You are tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct. I'm Stu Daniels, filling in for Matt this morning. Hope you're having a good day. A reminder that there is a winter weather advisory in effect for our entire listening area, most of southern Wisconsin, that's in effect until noon today. Still expecting maybe another couple of inches of snow. And if you do have to go somewhere today, if you have to drive, be careful and allow some extra time because the roads are slushy. They may even be slippery in some places. So do be careful. Stu Daniels here, and I have been reading from a story in the New York Times today about what's going on in Russia, and we've been asking the question, what is the cost of misinformation? And we've been talking about people in Ukraine trying to tell their relatives in Russia about what's going on. And their relatives in Russia don't even believe them. They won't believe them because what they see on state-run television in Russia is a totally different story. It's a simple military exercise. No buildings are being bombed. Nobody's dying. That's the story they're being told. We're almost to the end of this story from the New York Times that I've been reading from. And there's just a few more paragraphs. Let's get back into it here. It says, Ms. Belomitseva, who we've talked about earlier, from Kharkiv, said that while her husband was still trying to communicate with his family in Russia, she had cut off most of her relatives there 8 years ago after the annexation of Crimea and the invasion of eastern Ukraine. Now, let me ask you this first. Does misinformation cause any problems within your family, within your family, with relatives who you may see only at the holidays? But I'm sure we all have relatives or people we know who believe all kinds of crazy things. Well, it's not only here in the United States, but it's going on in Russia as well and Ukraine. It says here that Mr. Katsurin, who we talked about earlier, owns restaurants in Kyiv, said he could not push his closest family members out of his life. Quote, they are our relatives. They're the closest people we have, and this is not about them, he said. I'm not angry at my father. I am angry at the Kremlin. I'm angry about the Russian propaganda. I'm not angry at these people. I understand that I cannot blame them in this situation. So it's not, you know, it's not even the fault of the people who believe the big lies, the misinformation. But what can we do as Americans? What can we do about the misinformation that is being fed to relatives of ours, of our neighbors and people we know? What can we do about the people who tell us that Donald Trump won the election? Just a couple more paragraphs here from this story. He said he thought about, this is the guy who owns the restaurants, he said he thought about cutting his father off, but decided that was the wrong response. Quote, the easiest thing to do would be to say, okay, now I don't have a father. But I believe that I need to do this because it is my father. I believe that I need to do this because it is my father. He said that if everyone worked to explain the truth to their families, the narrative could change. After a post on Instagram complaining about his father's disbelief went viral, he launched a website. It says the website is Papapover, P-A-P-A-P-O-V-E-O, excuse me. P-O-V-E-R, papapover.com, which means Papa Believe. Okay, so there's your Ukrainian language lesson for the day, Papa Believe. Popover.com. PAPAPOVER. Popover.com. And so he launched this website with instructions for Ukrainians about how to speak to their family members about the war. Quote, "There are 11 million Russians who have relatives in Ukraine," he said. "With 11 million people, everything can happen. From revolution to at least some resistance." So that's the story from the New York Times, an article that was originally posted yesterday and has been updated a couple of times since then. The headline of the article, "Ukrainians find that relatives in Russia don't believe it's a war. What is the cost of misinformation?" It's a price that is being paid by the people in Ukraine and by the people in the United States, as the big lie continues to be told to our relatives, to our friends and neighbors, people we work with. Yeah, Donald Trump won the election. It was rigged. And Hillary Clinton was involved. Something about her emails. Where do we go from here? How can we stop all of this misinformation? How can we get our fellow Americans to believe the truth? They think that the truth is all lies. They think the truth is the misinformation, that the mainstream media is lying to the public. They are the ones who really know what's going on. That's something you hear sometimes on the right-wing radio stations. I'll tell you what's really going on. Here's what's really going on. And it's not being reported in the mainstream news. It's amazing how often you hear that. Anyway, we got one more hour to go. Stick around. Stu Daniels here filling in for Matt Flynn today on Matt Flynn Direct, a snowy Monday morning. Hope you're having a good day so far. Feel free to join us, 844-967-2789. We're going to touch on some other topics during the next hour, but be happy to talk about this subject of misinformation during the next hour as well. So feel free to call us. You can text us as well at that same phone number, 844-967-2789. And if you want to send me an email message, feel free. My email address is stewmanradio@gmail.com. All right, we're going to take a break. Got the news coming up. Stick around. You're listening to Matt Flynn Direct. Stu Daniels here.